The Royals lost to the Twins 17-0 on Saturday. Eduardo Escobar homered twice in that one, and he would continue the onslaught on Sunday against Ian Kennedy.
And a 1-0. Hit high in the air, right center field. He might be able to walk home. And this ball's gone! Two-run homer for Escobar. Twins lead 2-1. Big lead by Kane. Not running, and that ball's well stroked. As Kepler's going to look up, and Kansas City back on top with a two-run homer. And they lead now 3-2. One of the more popular players in Twins territory, Byron Buxton. And Kennedy delivers. Hit into shallow right center field. That ball might land, and it is. Mauer scores, throw to the plate, not in time. Perez can't find the ball. And Buxton's going to go to second base. A bloop base hit behind the second baseman. Not real pretty, but real productive. The Twins back on top. They lead 4-3.
Twins 4, Royals 3. Escobar at second, Merrifield at first. A lengthy at bat between Buznitz and Kane. The 2-2 pitch, a swing and a drive, right center field. Buxton on the run, going, reaching up, can't make the play as it bangs off the wall. The Royals are going to take the lead. Kane to third base, and he'll be held. He's coming home. The throw, the tag, he is out at the plate as he tried to clear him. He did clear him, knocking in two, but tried to score himself and thrown out, but the Royals regain the lead, and Kane will not argue on the play at the plate. He's thrown out. Jimenez applying the tag. But Lorenzo Kane redeems himself big time after the error, knocking in two with a go-ahead triple. And the Royals, as we stretch at Target Field, now have the lead at 5-4.
Escobar has been at second since the get-go, hasn't moved. Jimenez struck out. Adrianza popped out 0-2 on Dozier. And the pitch, a swing and a pop fly. Playable infield right side. It's Merrifield, the second baseman, in on the dirt. He'll squeeze it, and the Royals win the game and take the series 5-4, the final score.
5-4, Kansas City is your final. The Royals' bullpen combines for 3 1/3 hitless frames in this contest. Scott Alexander picks up the win, his fourth of the year, and Brandon Mauer records his first save as a Royal. The Twins muster just 5 total hits in Sunday's loss. They fall to 71-65 on the year. Here's their manager, Paul Molitor.
Obviously, I thought he went too far, and it's pretty simple. Marty must not have got a good look at it, and so he turned it over, and we didn't get the call. So I thought game on the line. I thought he went plenty far enough to get the call, but we didn't get it. But we didn't make pitches after that. You know, obviously they come back with the big hit by Kane, and we had chances there at the end, but we couldn't push across that tying run. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to talk about it too much. Those guys are out there. They got a tough job. They're working at it. We just not always going to agree with everything that they do. Yeah, you know, it's not a series where total runs matter. We lost 2 tough games by 1 run. Sandwiched around, a really nice effort by our guys yesterday. So, you know, hop on the plane and you try to learn from each and every game. And, we'll be ready for Tampa tomorrow night. I thought he attacked. You can tell he's really, confident pitching in for the most part. We had a little trouble getting going against Kennedy. We hit some balls good, but, until we got the home run by Esco, it was unfortunate that, we were barely out in the field before they recaptured the lead.
The Twins will now hit the road to face the Rays in St. Petersburg on Monday. Jose Berríos will make the start.